Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Something that is a carbon for Avodah Zarah is called Tekroivis Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to have any hanah from it. For that matter, wine that was poured L'shem Avodah Zarah is called Yayin Nesach. It's Aser Bano Amin HaTorah. And the Chachamim Asered, any wine of an Ovid Kaichavim, that's called Stam Yayin. Zakta Mishnah Elu Dvarim Shel Ovidei Kaichavim, the following items of Ovidei Avodah Zarah, Asurin, are Asur, and when we say Asur, the Isurin Isur Hana. The Isur isn't just to eat or drink, it's to have any benefit from it. First item on the list, Hayayin, the wine of Ovidei Avodah Zarah. As explained, they would pour it for the Avodah Zarah as a kavod. Vayter Zakta Mishnah HaChoymetz Shel Ovidei Kaichavim, as well as vinegar that belongs to Ovidei Kaichavim, Sheyemitchilasa Yayin, that belonged to the Ovidei Kaichavim, and it was still wine. Wine, when it goes sour, turns into vinegar. So right now, I want to buy this vinegar. I want to use this vinegar. The problem is, if the Ovidei Kaichavim had it when it was wine, and then it was Aser, just because it turned into vinegar, the Iser doesn't fly off. But if someone sells vinegar to an Ovidei Kaichavim and you want to buy it back from him or use it, that's not a problem, as long as I know he didn't own it when it was wine. Vayter says the Mishnah of Echeres Hadiryani. Hadrian, he was a Roman emperor. And he had some interesting ideas. He was very practical. He would have pieces of pottery formed from clay, but instead of mixing the clay by mixing in water, he would mix in wine. Then it was dried without being baked in an oven. And his soldiers would take these pieces of pottery with them to war. When they wanted to drink, they would put them in water. The clay would dissolve, and the solid pieces would sink to the bottom, leaving them the wine to drink. So the Cheres Hadiryani, this type of pottery, is like wine. It has wine inside. Vayter the Oirois Levuven, animal hides with heart openings. Heart openings? What does this mean? The Ovidei Kaichavim in those days would cut open the chest of a live animal and, I know it sounds terrible, but that's what they would do. They would remove its heart, which they would bring as a carbon for the Avodah Zarah. That's how the Baal Tanura explains it. So the Oiris, if you have skin, hide of an animal, levuvin, with a heart opening, you can't use this hide. You can't use the skin of the animal. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, says, well, it depends. Bizman shehakeresh alay ogel, if the cut is round, usser, it's usser. Mashuch, if it's long and narrow, it's mutter, because for the Avodah Zarah, they would cut it round. Vayter says the Mishnah, basar hanichnas li Avodah Zarah, meat that was brought into like the place where they serve the Avodah Zarah, but it wasn't offered as a carbon yet for Avodah Zarah. Mutter is still mutter. But v'hayoytze, once it comes out, I say that it's also the Mefarshim explained, even the meat that was brought in, we're assuming there wasn't enough time to be makrovit. Once meat comes out of that place, I say, no, if it came from a place of Avodah Zarah, it's aser. And the reason is, v'neshu kezivche meisim. What does zivche meisim mean? Literally, karbonis of meisim, people that died? And the answer is yes. The Pasuk in Tilim uses the term zivche meisim to describe being makriv to Avodah Zarah. What are you doing? It's just an idol. It's a piece of wood. It's not alive. So once it comes out of the base of Avodah Zarah, it is considered zivchei meisim. It is aser b'hana, as I held Rabbi Akiva. Zakta Mishnah weiter. Haholchen letarpus. Tarpus is a way of describing, in a very bizoyandic way, the house of Avodah Zarah. So you have what's called a pilgrimage. You have these people walking to their Avodah Zarah. So Yid may think, maybe I could do some business with them on the way. No, Aser Lases Velases Imayim. It's Aser to do business with Ovdei Avodah Zarah on their way to their base of Avodah Zarah. Because they're going to go ahead and give thanks to their Avodah Zarah for their, I have such a good business dealing with a Yid on the way here. But V'habayin, those coming back from the place of the Avodah Zarah, Mitarin, they're going back home. You can do business with them because we're not concerned that they're going to go thank their Avodah Zarah. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that something which is a carbon for the Avodah Zarah called Tikraivis Avodah Zarah for that matter, wine that is poured for the Avodah Zarah, which is called Yayin Nesach, is Asur Behana Min HaToida. And we learned that the Chachamim Asurd Behana any wine of an Avodah Kechavim, that's called Stam Yayin. Even vinegar that was once wine is Asur, because could be it was poured for the Avodah Zarah when it was wine. Hadrian had this great idea of creating pottery with wine instead of water. So when the soldiers got thirsty, they were able to put the pieces of pottery in water. The clay would dissolve and the solid pieces would sink to the bottom. And they had the wine on top. So for all practical purposes, this type of kli cheres is saturated with wine. And then they let saucer. Then we learned that skin that has like a round cutout is saucer, because they probably cut out the chest and took out the heart, and they were makrivit for avodah zarah. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, dafka if it's round, not if it's long or narrow. And we also learned that because meat went into a base of avodah zarah, if there was not enough time to be makrivit yet, it's still mutter. But any meat that comes out of a base of avodah zarah is considered like zivchei mesim, as the halacha of Rabbi Akiva. And we learned that if you meet bunches of avodah zarah on their way to the avodah zarah, on the way to their base of avodah zarah, don't do business with them, because they're going to thank the avodah zarah for the business. But if you catch them on the way back, then it's mutter.